Well, good evening. Greet you in the precious name of Jesus. I have been blessed to be here tonight. Brother Joel, you're doing a wonderful job. And you know, it's hard to come up and preach behind a group of people that are singing, and the harmony and the talent, I think I can say that tonight. It's hard to come up here and preach. But we're going to try with God's help to share what I believe he's laid on my heart. You know, tonight, there's a lot of people in this building that are very special to me and to my family. We have some close relatives, we have some home folks, and we have some former students and a lot of staff that we missed. And God bless y'all for being here tonight and for your prayers. I'm going to go into the message, and I want to start out by telling you about a hurricane that formed out in the Pacific Ocean in 1994. And this hurricane set a world record on a lot of levels. It was the longest lasting storm in history, and it was the farthest traveling storm recorded in history, and was also one of the strongest storms. This hurricane traveled a path that lasted about 8,000 miles, just over 8,000 miles. It went from the eastern Pacific to the western Pacific and back to the central Pacific. It lasted for 31 days. And this was Hurricane John. No reflection on our dean over here, but that was its name. But Hurricane John was a storm of the century. It never happened before. And it was one of the few storms that was both a hurricane and a typhoon because of where it went. Now, 1994 isn't that long ago, but I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Hurricane John before. I didn't until I read it recently. And the reason is because despite its size and its length and how long it was active, I mean, it had jumped up to a Category 5. It was a big storm. It barely affected the land anywhere. It brought minimal effects to Hawaii. It brushed a military base somewhere. Can't remember the name. And it ended up getting into Alaska a little bit, over there where John's from. So maybe that's why they named it John. I don't know. But young people here tonight, when you go back to January 6th, when you walked in this building, and when you checked in, and when you went and found your rooms, I know for a fact that some of you were a little scared, a little disconcerted. You didn't know what to expect. You stepped into Bible school with fear, maybe uncertainty. Maybe some of the staff did as well. Maybe you come here to Bible school with some needs in your life, some things that you needed changed. Here we are 3 weeks later, and I trust tonight that you have a powerful testimony. You have been taught about the abundant life. You have been sat under Holy Spirit-filled preaching. You were strengthened. You were encouraged. Victories were won. Lives were changed. Convictions were established, friendships were made, and relationships were deepened. Maybe this will be in your life one of the biggest, or the longest, or the most powerful storms in your spiritual life that you've ever had. Despite the power of Hurricane John, despite it being the longest lasting and the farthest reaching, this storm had minimal impact on the world we live in. And tonight, that is my burden for you as young people. As you leave here tonight, that you will take what you have learned and you will go out into all the world. And you will be all what God wants you to be. A city that is set on a hill. May it never be said of Bethel Bible School 2024 that it had minimal effect on the kingdom of God, that it barely affected the land which we are called to live in. The title of the message tonight is The Next Step. Where do you go from here? What is next in your life? What steps will you take as you walk out these doors tomorrow morning and you crawl into your cars and vans and trucks and go home? What steps will you take? We're going to look at four steps tonight, and we're going to look at them quickly, so listen close. Step out in service. The Bible teaches us in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse number 10 that whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. And I found it fascinating as I looked at the word might. It gives us the thought of according to our ability, or with power, or with strength, or with our money. Whatsoever thy hand findeth. Findeth gives us the idea of an occasion to serve. Tonight, young people, step out of here and be available. Be present. Be there in service for God. It's been said that the reason that some people do not recognize opportunities to serve is because it's disguised in hard work. Be a group of young people that steps out in service. Roll up your sleeves and step off the stage tonight after you're done singing and out into service for the King. Find fulfillment in the mundane of life. Joey talked about a little bit going back home and getting back into life. Find enjoyment and fulfillment in service where God has put you. Give it all you got. If you're a school teacher here, give it all you got. Impact your students in a way that they'll never forget. If it's your job to work at home and cook and clean and wash and all the things that you do, make a positive impact in the hearts and lives of your family. If you run a cash register in a bulk food store, make it the best experience that that person has. If you're an electrician on a ladder wiring a fire alarm in a commercial building, make it all you can be. Do it with thy might. Service isn't flashy. Service doesn't come to us and look like something popular or something to be proud of. It's been said in Christian service that the branches that bear the most fruit hang the lowest. Be content to serve God where only God can see what you're doing. Be available to serve in whatever capacity God would have you to do. Dear friends, tonight, step out of this Bible school and into service. The second one is step out with truth. You've had 15 classes for 15 days. 15 chapel messages, Sunday morning preaching, revival meetings, mission conference, Bible memory, Bible doctrine, and spiritual discussions. The National Hurricane Center would say that this hurricane started off the coast of Africa as a tropical wave. And as it moved into warmer waters, it says it was quickly developing banding features and well-defined outflow. And it was upgraded to a tropical storm and become a named storm later that day. It goes on to say that as the storm moved slowly westward, that this hurricane continued to strengthen in an increasingly favorable environment. My friends, tonight, you have been in an unfavorable environment these last 3 weeks of your life. Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Young people, you have been given opportunity to grow in your faith, to grow in your convictions, to grow in resisting temptation, and to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Stand out in truth tonight. Step out in truth tonight. Be committed. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Hold fast to the right. Stand for the truth and never compromise principle. Go and grow as you walk off this stage tonight and out into the world where God has called you to live. Share the truth and live the truth. The third one is step out in encouragement. There are many churches represented here tonight, and I didn't add them all up. But I know Bethel Fellowship has around 25, and there's people here from other churches. Each one of you has friends here tonight. And as you go back home, and as you sit on the bench at church, and as you talk with your friends, as you go to youth activities, call your friends, text your friends, step out in encouragement. But I want to take it a step farther. Each one of you here tonight has a pastor, has a deacon, has a bishop that needs encouragement. Each one of you have youth leaders, Sunday school teachers, moms and dads and grandparents. Lead out in encouraging and around you. They need it, no matter who they are. The story is told of a lady that went to visit President Lincoln at the White House. And it says that this lady took the hand of the harassed man and said these words. She said, "Friend Abraham, thee must not think thee stands alone. Back where I live, we are praying for thee. The hearts of all the people are behind thee, and thee cannot fail. The Lord has appointed thee, the Lord will sustain thee, and the people will love thee. Yea, as no other man was ever loved before, does his people love thee. Take comfort, friend Abraham. God is with thee. The people are behind me, are behind thee." Those who were present there and witnessed what happened remembered for many years afterwards the relief and the radiance that came to Lincoln's face that day. The story says that the great man straightened his body and with tears in his voice and as well as in his eyes, he said, "You have given a cup of water to a very thirsty and grateful man. You have done me a great kindness." Leaders here tonight, ministers, bishops, and deacons, what would you think if your young people would come to you and would share what this lady shared with the President of the United States at that time? Young people, get behind your leaders. Show them that you care. You may never know what a cup of water can do in the lives of those you meet. Step out of this Bible school and into service. Live your life in a way that brings joy to your family and to your church. Be supportive. Be thankful. Have a good attitude. Be positive and be faithful. The Bible goes on to say to bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This word bear means to lift, to take, to remove. Hebrews chapter 12 says, "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed." Discouragement is real. There are times when we get down. Remember tonight that a discouraged person is in danger. We have an obligation to encourage each other, our friends, our parents, and our leaders. Verse 3 says, of chapter 12 says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself." It says, "Lest you be wearied and faint in your minds." When you consider the need for encouragement, do you realize without encouragement, we will die? Step out in encouragement. Make it a priority when you get home to be an encouragement to those around. The fourth and last one is step out in power. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Be strong or be strengthened in the Lord. Step out of here in power. Again, as you step off the stage tonight and as you go out the doors tomorrow, go in the strength of the Lord. There is a road of life that is leading out in front of you that you've never traveled before. There will be mountains and valleys. There will be joy and sorrow. Step out in power. Power to change. Maybe there's things in your life that need changed. Step out of here in power to change. Step out in growth in whatever area of life that you need growth in. Whether it be personal, whether it be in your church, step out in power. Maybe you need to be the change that your church needs. Maybe you need to lead by example. Maybe you need to be the change your youth group needs. Step out in power. Allow the time that you've been here these last three weeks to empower you to levels of Christian victory you've never experienced before. Psalm 89 says, "For who in heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord?" Verse 8, "O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee?" Verse 9, "Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them." Verse 13, "Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand." What is your next step as you step out of here and step into life? God is able. God is mighty. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Some time ago, there was a man by the name of Darrell Petersheim. And I'm going to leave this with you tonight, what he shared. And he went on to say this: "In a time when concessions are applauded and compromise is glorified, it's time to be strong on principles that are proven, on standards that stand, on values that have value, on truth that is timeless. It's time to stand up and stand out. We need men to be heroes of honor, examples of character, role models of integrity, inspiration of godliness. It's time to be strong. We have the power if we will receive it. We have the call if we will answer it. We have the duty if we will obey. So take courage, my friend, tonight. There's nothing to fear, nothing to dread, nothing to regret. For God Almighty is on our side. We are more than conquerors if only we will choose to be strong." I trust tonight that the impact that each one of you have had from this day forward will bring everlasting fruit in the kingdom of God. I trust that lives will be changed and souls will be saved as you step out in the communities that you live in. May God bless you tonight as you leave here tomorrow in service of the King. Shall we stand for prayer? Our Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us tonight. Lord, we thank you for these wonderful songs of the redeemed that have been shared so far. And Lord, I bring this service to you as these young people get back up here and give it their best and sing from the heart. Lord, tonight commitments will be made in song. Lord, I pray a blessing on each student that is here, and I pray a blessing on Brother Joel as he leads them. Lord, I pray a blessing on each one sitting in this building tonight. Each one that's watching it on the live stream, may you bless each one. Keep each one in your care. Lord, you know us well. And as we step out of here, Lord, help us to keep up the momentum. Help us to be strong in the battle of what's right. Help us to be men and women that live for you and love you and serve you in all that we do or say or think. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.